Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is hit by the pitch. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Pete steals second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Parker. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Caster. Pete scores. Shea goes all the way around to score. Lyons moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Moses reaches second base with a double. Brucker moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Hill steals second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pete hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe who is chasing the ball. Brucker reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe throws the ball into Shea who tags Brucker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-2 in the game. Caster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Finney bunts towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pete hits a line drive towards right. Moses catches it and throws to home to double up Radcliffe. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Appling trying to get to third. Moses throws the ball into Werber, who tags Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-3 in the game. Caster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Houston now playing shortstop. Ace Parker now playing second base. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 4 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Warren Houston. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.